Life is a candle. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Life is a candle. How often have we thought of ourselves as a flickering candle, as a flickering light that passing winds sometimes erase, blow out, and sometimes they fan it into a larger flame? But life truly is a candle, and you and I are the flame. We sometimes think of ourselves, and this is where we have all of our fun. We sometimes think of ourselves as the candle itself. We think of ourselves as the wax and the form that the wax takes. We think of ourselves as the wick, and some wicks are better than other wicks. Some wicks are expensive wicks and they burn beautifully, and some wicks are designed wicks so that you can't blow them out. And some wicks are the most interesting wicks in the world, all created to reflect what purpose we give them to do. But life is a candle. And are you that flame or are you the candle? Are you the flame or are you the wick? Are you the flame or are you the light? Think about what it is that you want from your life. Our candle is like our body. And the candle, being like our body, can take all sorts of shapes and forms and come in all kinds of waxes and so forth, but all do the same thing. They extend the life of the wick. The wick is that which burns. The wick is that which draws the wax from the candle and uses it to and extend the burning and to make more brilliant the burning. And the wick is a very wonderful aspect of the candle. But really, what is the most important thing of the candle? The most important thing of the candle is the light itself. Now that light, you might say, is always there. If you strike a match and you illumine the candle, you light the candle, where does that light come from? Does it come from the light that you give it, from the match that you strike to light the candle? Or is the light already in the wick? Is the light already in the candle itself, in the wax? I am the light. How does that work? How does it work that we are the light of the candle? And where does that light come from? Does it truly come from the match? We think it does. The lighter of the match or whatever. We think the Christ light, that this is the illumined life, and that our lives are illumined by the illumined light and the illumined life. And it could be, could very well be that. But we have one thing to concern ourselves with, whether we like it or not, and that which we concern ourselves with is our personal candle, our personal light. Oh, we say candle, but truly that's not the case, our personal light. Now, when a person takes a candle and lights another candle from his candle, the other candle has his light. The other candle does not have its own light, although it appears to be its own light. Truly, it's the light that lit it first. Now, where did the candle get the light that it gave to the other candle? Where was it illumined? From where did it receive the illumination that it has? Well, we can take the light all the way back to the beginning creation story, and we can go beyond that too. And we can say that the light always is, always was, and always will be. The light is always there. But how is your wick, and how is your wax, how is your candle, how is your substance that takes the light, the universal light, and expresses it in your life? That sounds kind of a grand proposition, doesn't it? But truly, we are all the universal light. And how each one of us express that universal light is how each one of us find joy, peace, harmony, and fulfillment in life. How each one of us express the universal light. Now, it's a universal light. It's not our personal light. It's not the light that belongs to us and not to another. But it's the universal light. Now, some candles burn brightly. Some candles burn in concert. They have many of them in the candlestick holder, and they illumine the room. Some candles, as were in the days gone by, where candlelight was what was used, and they had candlestick holders standing on frames hanging from the ceiling, and they illumined the room. And the party could only go on as long as the candles were burning, because when the candles were no longer burning, the room was dark, and the party was over. How is your candle light? Are you concerned about the physical body that you have, whether it's whole and perfect? You should be. Are you concerned about the wick that you have? Is it a divine wick? Is it a specified wick that you can't blow out? Is it a wick that is beautiful and glorious? It's a wick that draws just the right amount of wax out of the candle to cause it to glow and grow and show its light? Or are you the light? Is the light, the original light, your reality? Is the original light that from which you make your life a reality for you? Is the original light, original purity and integrity, we say, is that original light always there in you? Can anyone blow out that light that is your original light? Can you die and have that original light stop? Does the original light appear not to be there when someone blows out the candle? Does that original light appear not to be glowing, and we say the candle is not lit? We don't say the candle is dead. That's an interesting phrase. We do say that about a human body. We say the human body is dead. But you see, the candle itself does not disintegrate because it's not lit, because the light isn't shining forth from it. The human body disintegrates because the light is not there, the life is not there, the illumination is not there. But does it really disintegrate? Does a candle truly disintegrate and given enough time and circumstances? What is the real light? And how can I make sure that my light always shines most brilliantly, most beautifully, most perfectly, and eternally? Well, number one, I don't have to do anything about it. I don't have to make sure my life, my light, shines eternally, because it does. It is designed that way. Now that I can't see it, or that the world can't see it, or that it appears to be blown out or snuffed out, it's not true. It's always there. My light is always there. My light affects all of the universe because my light is of the one light, of the universal light, of the indivisible light that can never be snuffed out. It always is. It's only when I allow myself, through my imagination, to think that my candlelight is snuffed out, to think that my life is snuffed out. Where do you think you go when you leave your body behind on this mortal existence? Do you think that the light which you are ceases to be? Oh, you don't have the vision to see what your light is when you leave your body behind. You have the vision, perhaps, but no one else does. And everyone thinks that that's the end of that light, the end of that life. Well, truly speaking, there's never an end to the light because that light is eternal. And though someone may blow out your candle, though someone may snuff out your life, you know you may snuff it out yourself. You are not snuffed out. You are living, glowing, radiating eternally because you are the eternal light. Once we gain an understanding that we are the eternal light, we look at all of life quite differently. Now, our body is a reflection of what we think our eternal life is. And if we think that our eternal life is beautiful, glorious, magnificent, our original purity and integrity, then our body is that way. Now, we may have misused our body or misunderstood our body in the past and have our body reflect some inharmony that is not really truly ourselves. But we can return to our original purity and integrity. We can return to our original light. We can return to that original illumination. Now, it takes a matter of keeping our attention, our concentration, our awareness on our original light. And only as we keep our concentration on our original light does it glow eternally in our awareness. It's always there. It always will be there. It can never be taken away. It is our immortality. We have these words not by chance, not by wishful thinking, but by fact. We are immortal. We are eternal. Our light is everlasting. And as we put our attention on our everlasting light, and we begin to radiate our everlasting light through this physical form, this candle that we have, this wax candle, this human body, or whatever we have as our expression here on this planet. And we see it from our original purity and integrity, and we always see it that way, then so it is. The transformation that goes on in the human appearances is utterly amazing. Some people take their human bodies and make it into a glorified expression of their divine nature. Now, other people may look at their human body and may see it grow old. They may see it go through sicknesses or unhappinesses. But the person living there does not. And his body, for him, will always be perfect, will always be divine, will always be glorious, will always be the shining light of purity and goodness. But if, in the eyes that other people might see the world, and they see it with problems, if you, if I, if we ever allow our vision to see the world with problems rather than our original purity and integrity, rather than the reality that we are, then it's a sad day for us. Or it's a day that awaits awakening. Now, the instant, and this does not take time, it does not take practice, it does not take effort, but the instant we are illumined, the instant we are awake, the instant we are made aware that we are divine, that instant transforms our body, transforms our mind, transforms our soul, transforms all that we are, transforms our awareness of our light, and we see through our eyes, we see through the light that is shining in, about, and around us. We see that light so magnificent, so fantastic, it meets the desire of all that we might have to see, to be aware, to be illumined. Today I turn my mind into the illumination that is me. Today I turn my awareness into the illumination that is me. Today I turn me into who I am. And it is wonderful, it is glorious, it is fantastic, because I am the light. I am the light. And all around me are reflections of my light, are illumined by my light. So as I see all good and beautiful, so it is. As I see my body good and beautiful, so it is. As I see my mind good and beautiful, so it is. As I see my world good and beautiful, so it is. I am the illumination, because I am the one light, the only light, the eternal light, the magnificent light, shining now and always. And so it is. Join me in this awareness of your perfection as I live in my perfection, now and always. I love you. I love you. I love you.